Good morning, boys and girls. It's so good to see so many of you here Sabbath morning. Have any of you looked out those windows and seen the beautiful roses out there and the sun shining on them? Doesn't that make for a beautiful Sabbath? The story I'm going to tell you today happened a long time ago when I was 4 years old. Are any of you 4 years old? You are? Well, this story happened to me when I was four. You know, even though we get old and get gray hair, once upon a time, we were 4 years old. Well, my daddy and my mommy and my brother and I were out for a Sabbath afternoon walk, and we saw something, a tiny little thing moving in the grass by the path we were on. And it was a little tiny bird. It was a baby crow. And we looked all over, and there was no tree where there was a nest. There was no nest. There was no mommy or daddy birds walking around trying to take care of it. And it was so tiny, it didn't even have all its big adult wings, and it couldn't fly. So we took it home, and we put it in a box with some soft cloth in it. And we always had a big garden where I lived. And my brother and I would go out and dig up worms, you know, yummy things that birds like. And we fed it flies, and we fed it worms, and we had a medicine dropper, and we would drop water in its beak, and it would drink, and it grew, and it grew, and it's got its black wings. Do you know what crows look like? They're kind of a big bird, and they're all black. And we thought when it got to be an adult, it would fly away, but it didn't. Now, we had a dog. Do any of you have dogs? Yeah. Do any of you have cats? Well, we had a dog, and we had a cat, and now we had this bird. And you know, sometimes cats and dogs don't get along, and sometimes cats and birds don't get along. But you know what? These three got along really well. They liked each other. Sometimes the crow would ride around on the dog's back. And they really had a good time, and they would eat together out of the same dish at the same time. Now, you know, the dog could have said, "I'm bigger than you are, and I protect this property, and I get to eat first." Do you think he did that? No, he sometimes would sit by the dish and wait till the cat and the bird ate. Well, who created these animals and birds? Who did? God did. Are they all alike? Do they all do the same thing? Does the dog fly? Does a cat take care of our house if a stranger comes? No. Does the crow bark? No. But you know, it's like all of us. Did you know that we're all created very special? Did you know that? There is no one else in this world that looks just like you, unless you're an identical twin, and you still have some differences. I know, because we have twin grandsons, and they do have some differences, but they are identical. But we all do different things, don't we? You know, if I have a friend that sings very well and I can hardly carry a tune, but does that mean I'm bad? No. Does it mean that the bird was bad because it couldn't bark like a dog? No. If everybody sang, would anybody build houses? No, the world would be full of music, but there'd be no place for them to live. So God created us all different to do different things. So we don't want to ever get upset because we can't do something that a friend can do, or we don't want to make the friend feel bad if they can't do something we can do, because just like our dog and our cat and our crow, who were all very different, got along very well. So even though we're different and we can do different things, we can all get along, can't we? And we can make our homes happy, and we can make Jesus happy, we can make our school happy. But most of all, I want each one of you to know that God created you to be you. There's no one else like you. And we want to let him know that, because he loves us so much, we love him back, don't we? Okay, let's pray, and then I'll give you a picture. And remember, this picture was taken when I was four, so it's very old. Can be here today, that we can worship you on Sabbath, and that we can remember how special we are to you, because you created us just to be us and to do what you ask us to do and fulfill your special plan for us. Be with us now as we listen to the pastor and we learn about what you would like us to do, and enjoy this beautiful day with the beautiful flowers you created for us to. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.